Hey everybody, welcome to The Morphin Grid. I'm Jake.
And I'm Josh.
And today, we're watching episode 501 of Power Rangers. Power Rangers, Dino Thunder, episode 5 of Back in Black!
It's been so long, I'm glad to be back!
Oh, I closed my phone because you got me excited about AC/DC.
This is not an AC/DC podcast, Josh. People want the facts here.
Did you know Brian Johnson is 73 years old and he still sings like that?
That's an old man. Good for him.
It aired on March 6, 2004, written by Ann Knapp and directed by Andrew Merrifield.
All right. It's really hard not to just like watch a bunch of Dino Thunder.
It is. It's really bingeable.
Yeah. I feel like I could just sit down in another universe where I didn't watch Power Rangers for my job.
Twice a week for a living.
For a living. What a strange time to be alive, huh? I could just sit down and, like, consume all of Dino Thunder in, like, a day. Like, I feel like I could knock it out in one calendar day.
Probably. The episodes watch really fast because they're only, like, 20 minutes and there's, like, 38
So that's 38 divided by 2 is...
like 19?
17. No, 19, you're right. So that's 19 hours, but...
but you can get almost 3 in an hour.
Yeah, so, like, it's a lot. Yeah, you could...
so you can knock it out in about 12 hours, I bet.
All I'm saying is that if I had Netflix when I was a teenager, I would have watched every television show alive, because that's all I did was watch TV
back 38. Then. 38 episodes.
All right, well, I didn't.
We don't get another AC/DC reference until the finale, but there you go.
Okay. Was it TNT?
No, it's Thunderstruck.
Thunderstruck! Oh, man, that's exciting. I'm excited to see what happens in Thunderstruck, but that'll be in quite some time. If you're new here, what we do is we pause the recording, we go watch an episode of Power Rangers, we come back, we talk about it, you can follow along if you've got Netflix or the DVDs, and should. It's a good show. I've been enjoying it a lot.
We just told you why.
We just told you why you should. You could knock it out in a day. You don't have to do a podcast about this. So, like, you could... you could crush it. So we are going to go watch Back in Black right now.
Dino Thunder, power up! And we're back in black!
Hit the sack! Is that the next line? Is that any lines
hit
in the song?
Hit the sack, yeah. It's been okay. So long, I'm glad to be back. I guess we've cut loose from the noose that's kept us hanging around. Anyway, we just watched Back in Black.
We did. One of us is clearly much more familiar with AC/DC in general, but Back in Black specifically than the other one. HeyJakeandJosh.com, that's the website. You can go there, listen to old episodes up through, I think, Lightspeed? What's after Lightspeed? Time Force isn't up there. I think Lightspeed is up there yet. Time Force probably starting to fall off pretty soon, so you might want to pop that up soon. There's also a feed that has all of the first 10 seasons of our episodes in an order.
10 or 11? Is Wild Force 10?
Wild Force is 10. Ninja Storm's 11.
Then it's the first 10. Yeah, that's right.
That is that on the website? Did you put that on the website yet?
Oh, no. Come on.
Okay, well, then it is our pinned tweet. Maybe by the time this comes out, that'll be on the website, too. You can email us.
It's weird putting it on the website because you have to, like, plug the link into your podcatcher thing.
You got to juice it yourself.
Because it's not, like, an actual podcast feed. So
right.
To put a link to, if you just link to an RSS feed, it just like shows you the text when you click on it, and I don't know if that would help anybody.
It looks like the Matrix. I probably should redo a new tweet, because I think that old one is the old one with the HTTPS, which doesn't work anymore.
Oh, yeah, you gotta drop the S. Get the S out.
Get the S out of that. You can email us at littleidiots.morphingrid@gmail.com. We're on Twitter at morphingrid. We're on Apple Turnover Podcasts. We're on Google Play and Stitcher. Or Google Podcasts. I think Google Play like ate itself and then spit out two babies that both probably don't work. And one is for music and one is for podcasts. And I think we're probably not on the music one. And we probably are also not on the podcast one because it doesn't like us. But we might be there now. Who knows? It's impossible to say.
We were there before, just like only pieces.
Only 15 to 20 minutes at a time. We're also on podportal.com for all your podcast transport needs.
But you have to make sure you're going 500 and something.
36 miles an hour. Yeah. A preposterous speed, to be sure.
I have questions about that too, but we're
is
not
it the
even...
sound barrier? What is that? What is the significance of that amount of speed, do you think?
Let's see.
Also, I'm trying to transition into talking about rabbits because you did not care for it. It seems like, and we haven't had a chance to talk about it yet. I'm actually really excited.
The speed of sound is only, hang on, that's meters. Hang on, that's not what we want.
Yeah, I don't know what a meter is. Josh, do I look, you got to know what a crumpet is to know what a meter is.
761, so no, it is not.
No, so it's not even, it's, that's just
you
like.
You don't even break the sound barrier. You just.
It's just, you got to go real quick, I guess. Anyway, how the old Pacific Northwest stories treating you?
Bad. They treat me bad.
They treat you dirty, huh?
They treat. At one point, Carly said that someone pressed the play button on a game console, and I wanted to throw my phone down the hallway.
I don't. So that's not Carly's fault. That's Terry Miles' fault who wrote it, because that guy's an idiot.
Yeah,
who sucks.
But I do feel like the actors can be like, hey, that's not how things work, you
alien man.
Have
you listened to any of them? They don't give a one crystal shit about how things actually work.
They're like, yeah, whatever, Terry Miles, just give me your money. I'll say whatever you want.
Say whatever dumb stuff you want.
In the same exact deadpan monotone as every other actor on every other one of your shows.
The problem
I tweeted this, but I want to bring this up now that we're talking about this.
Yeah,
you got
hit
me. I'm sure you've seen the video where someone took the two Nickelback songs, Someday and How You Remind Me, and layered them over each other, and they were the same.
I have not, but I am interested in watching this now.
Yeah,
I feel like I know where this line of questioning is going, but
I
continue.
Think you could take any two episodes from any two Public Radio Alliance stories and layer them on top of each other, and the beats would line up exactly the same.
I think you're probably not wrong.
I think you get the same dramatic pauses at almost the exact same time signatures.
Yep.
Everybody talks at the same volume and cadence. Every episode just sounds the same.
So the problem is that they figured out a way to make podcasts that were a big hit right out the gate, right? And then the veneer of it being like fun and novel peeled right off, and then you just see how bad it all is underneath it, and how it's garbage, and how it cost them apparently so much money to make every episode, which is wrong. So I've made a lot of podcasts in my life, and it cost you $0. I promise
We don't have a voice staff, though.
No,
that definitely is only doing it for money.
Well, I mean, so. Now, yes, but I feel like at the start, it didn't start off as like we have ads and sponsors and stuff. It just started as like we're going to do a parody of cereal, but it's going to be spooky. And so then they did that, and now they have fallen so far. It's like how you can watch like a procedural, right? Like you can watch like NCIS or a CSI or Bones or whatever, or a Law and Order, and they're all the same. They're all literally exactly
right,
the same. That's every single one of theirs, because they're like, we found the formula. We're just going to keep doing the formula.
Terry's like, I know exactly one way to tell a story, and I'm going to just keep doing
I am so upset that something happened to the Leap Year Society that they nuked it from orbit and you can no longer find it on the internet.
That's part of the show.
I wish it was. I wish to God it was, but it's not. That one is the worst one, because everyone is even worse at acting than everybody else, but there's no sponsors. So you know Terry Miles, this is his dream project, right? Like, this is like the thing that he's had in his heart forever, and it sucks so bad. And you can't listen to it to see what I'm talking about, but
well, I mean, I'm sure it's got to be on the dark web,
you
on the dark net
find it
somewhere.
On a dark net, yeah. I don't know how to get there, but yeah,
I need to get a Tor browser. Carly's very familiar with them. She kept telling me over and over again that she knows about a Tor browser.
But do you at least agree that she's one of the better actors in the programs?
I do, because I know it's the same actress that plays MK. However, the character of Carly isn't any better than...
No, I'm not saying the characters. No, the characters
but
are all stupid.
But I just mean the way that she portrays Carly is so similar to the way Alex Regan is portrayed in the Black Tapes that they're probably on par. Every single person on the planet is a better actor than Terry Miles, though.
Yeah, so. That sucks.
I tried to listen to the last movie, and the first thing that happens is he comes on and he's like, hey, there's like secret clues and stuff you can find. And I was like, fuck off. And I deleted it off my phone.
Eat my whole ass, Terry
Miles. I didn't want to hear him anymore. I hate him.
There is a podcast that's only on Spotify called Fairies. And it's their newest one. It just debuted like a couple months ago. It's called Fairies. F-A-E. It's at least spelled, you know, the like traditional way, which I appreciate. Right. I haven't listened to it yet. But it apparently starts off with Terry Miles or whoever. I don't know if it's him. I don't know who. I have not listened to a single episode of it yet. But it starts off with one of them going, Wikipedia defines fairies. And I'm like, yes, you garbage. How could you have gotten worse? They found it. Anyway, leave us a rating and review in any of those places. I don't know how much of that made it to air, honestly. Kind of got away from us. We're also on Patreon, patreon.com/heyjakeandjosh. For as little as $1 a month, you can help support the show, and we really appreciate it. That's all. You know about that.
Yeah.
Josh, do you want to talk about a Back in Black?
Well, I don't want to keep talking about rabbits, even though I kind of do want to keep talking about rabbits.
Someone suggested that we do a new podcast where we review every episode of all the Pacific Northwest stories.
I can't. I would need to make like real job money to listen
and
to any of those.
I said there is no way I could convince Josh to listen to any of those episodes again.
You might get me to do the Black Tapes.
I feel like the Black Tapes has a Game of Thrones problem in that it ends so bad. I think the rest of it actually sucked the whole time.
It does end really bad, but I still kind of do like the first season. But the problem is after that, they just continually don't let anything happen.
Yeah. Anyway, so if once we're making $3,000 a month on the Patreon, we will start that show.
Well, maybe. I don't know. I might need a little extra cash.
All right.
I might need to line my pockets a little more than just making a living.
When we hit 5 G's a month, then we'll talk about it. We start off in the lab, right where we ended the last episode, episode 500, and Haley has a lock on a portal. And they're like dope, and they start doing a cool guy walk away. And she's like, "Remember," she like yells over her shoulder. She's like, "Remember, you have to reach a speed of 536 miles an hour, or else you won't make it past the barrier, and you will be ripped to pieces." And they dead stop their cool guy walk away and turn around, like, "Excuse me, what?" And she's like, "Oh, did I not mention that?" It's like, clearly not.
I guess that's just on this portal, because Kira's already used one and she just kind of walked into it.
She just like touched it, and then later on, spoilers, somebody will just drop kick one, and that's quick enough to make it work. So I also actually we'll bring this up in a second. I don't think it's the same. I think the portals are different, and I think it's unclear which ones they're talking about. But she's like, "Don't worry, I have something just for this occasion," because she's Australian, and she hits a...
She very much is Australian. Her extremely. And Connor just are having a real hard time not being...
Yeah. Ethan is Canadian, so he does not have, an Australian accent that he needs to hide. Dope. Kira's, it kind of peeks out every once in a while, plays peekaboo, but like for the most part, she's pretty consistent. Haley should have just been Australian. The character should have just been Australian. Yeah. I think it would have worked out a lot better. And then Connor is doing his best, man. But like, you know, what are you gonna do? So she hits the apostrophe button on her keyboard because we get a zoom in on it when she says, "I have something for this occasion." And I was like, "That's a weird button to hit." But then the raptor cycles pop out, and unfortunately, I guess this means that we will not see just the regular ass raptors that they hang out on, and they've been anamorphed into motorcycles.
I guess. I don't know. I just feel like the Raptor Riders would have been good enough, but they have a new toy to sell, I guess.
Yeah, I feel like there should have been something where they, like, changed from one to the other, you know?
Yeah.
And so that way we can get Raptor Riders later, but when we got to go stupid fast, you turn them into bikes. But I guess we'll see. Connor asks which one is his, which is a funny joke. And then Ethan's like, are you serious? Like, no, it's a joke. And he's like, no, you were serious. And it's like, oh, well, okay. You could have left it at the funny joke, right? Like, real, real rabbits move you pulled there, Dino Thunder.
Ethan, rabbits, James.
So then she said, Haley says something like, once you hit hyperspeed, you'll activate your gems, or the gems will activate the hyperspeed, and that will get you to the island that you need to go to. And this is when Connor's like, whoa, island? And she's like, yeah, island. And he's like, those are usually surrounded by water. And Ethan's like, you can't swim. And like,
Ethan is just like taking every chance he gets. Opportunity to just dunk on Connor because he's still mad about being picked on for being in computer club for a day and a half.
So like, on the one hand, like, yeah, Connor does kind of deserve it. On the other hand, not knowing how to swim is like, I don't know. I feel like that's not something you make fun of someone for.
Yeah, it's a real thing that some 34-year-olds have,
you know,
the inability to swim.
Sometimes you can't swim. I didn't learn until I was like 15. Some people learn late. Some people don't learn.
Some people
don't.
Water
is scary.
Yeah, it scares the shit out of me.
If you go under it for too long, you die. I don't know if you know that about water. If you're just under there for too long, you'll be dead. I also think it's, if it wasn't for Ethan just like trying to like nuclear dunk on him from outer space about it, like I actually think the way he brings it up, like Connor brings it up, is like kind of sweet. Like he's like actually scared of the water because he can't swim.
Connor is already steering pretty far away from just the like frat boy D-bag that he was in the first episode.
Yeah, and I guess Ethan must have vampired that out of him because he's getting a lot of it. So Ethan busts him one more time about not being able to swim, and then they morph. And then this is the part that like maybe this is the wormhole they meant, because there's like a big wormhole portal out of the lab.
Oh yeah.
So maybe that's the one that gotta go fast in.
Because the lab is in a basement down the stairs, and you can't just ride motorcycles up the stairs.
No, that would be ridiculous.
I guess. Even though there is a convoluted series of tunnels that lead to the museum.
Yeah, it's, you know, ancient civilizations made the tunnels a long time ago or something. I don't know. But yeah, so there's like a wormhole out of the lab, but I'm like, is this the one they need to go fast in? But they just like kind of drive into it and then speed through it, and then that's when they get going super fast, and then they land on the island. Before we get there, though.
So was the barrier for the island that they needed to get through?
I think just to get onto the island, you need to get through it fastly, and then you can just kind of touch the portals as you want.
Did they fly to the island, or was there a different wormhole that led to the island, and then there's a wormhole on the island that leads to the headquarters, the King Koopa's castle? Yeah.
Eureka's castle? I don't know. It's stupid. It's actually pretty stupid when you try to figure it out.
Unless the wormhole that came out of the lab was like something Haley made that teleported them to the island?
Maybe? I don't know, but it seems like they need to go fast to get to the island. And they land on the island. We cut away to Mezogog, who's like, this is your last chance to get the gem out of the rock. And Tommy's like, I'm not going to tell you that I'm not going to do it again. Like, just, you should get it by now. And he's like, if you don't do it for you, you should do it for your students. And he calls Elsa over, and she gets like really close to his face, and they are about to kiss. So you know there is something going on there.
Some tension between these two in this scene. Because Mezogog also like rubs her arm in a very suggestive way.
They are fucking. Like, there is no way around it. Like, for sure.
Sorry about it, Zeltrax, but...
Yeah, sorry. I know you're a boner pill, so, like, this is probably really rough for you to hear. So he calls her over, and he's like, go get the students. And then they just, like, show up on the island, and he's like, aha, like, obedient dogs. He's like, well, you didn't know they were coming, or else you wouldn't have just sent Elsa to go get them. Mezogog. So they are there. He's happy. Tommy's like, hey, let me just save you some time. The good guys always win. And Mezogog's like, that depends on who you believe the good guys to be. And I'm like, don't end your sentence in prepositions. You should know better. But also, I like that line.
It is a good line.
Yeah. Also, though, do you think Mezogog thinks he's the good guy? Because he's like, I want to kill kids and turn everything into dinosaur times. I'm the hero. It's like, I know every bad guy needs to believe they are, but, like, I don't know if this one does.
I think he thinks he's the good guy in a way that's like, if I can make everybody dinosaurs again, like, they'll be very happy that dinosaurs will be very happy that I did that. And so to the dinosaurs, I am a good guy.
I'm a hero to all dinos. So then he sends all the bad guys to go get the kids. The kids landed they land on the island, but they are not through the portal because there's another portal. Like
they're
on
in front
a bank
of it.
In.
And the cycles just stop. And Connor's
just dead
like,
stop.
And Connor's like, what the heck happened? I thought we had to go really fast.
Yeah. Kira's like, I guess Haley just programmed them to stop here, which is weird because they get off for 1 second and then get back on them to drive more. And it's like, why? So you can stop and have a fight. Yes. But there's a more graceful way I feel like we could have done this. So the bad guys all show up. There's an octopus there who later on they will allude to him being a flower monster, but maybe I'm just flower blind because I couldn't. He's just an octopus to me.
Yeah.
He looks like if a blooper stood up, like if a blooper was a man.
He's got something on his midsection that I guess is some kind of a plant or flower.
I thought it was just like some sort of filigree, you know, just like, look, he's got a design. I named him Joctopus because he doesn't get a name.
He has a name. It's in the credits.
Oh,
I caught it at the very end. He does say it, but he does not say it as like, my name is this. He says it as part of a pun when he's about to die.
What is his name then?
His name is Pollinator.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
He's
an octopus. What it was in the credits.
He's an octopus, though.
And when they shoot him with the big gun, he says, don't be a pollinator hater. That's the only time
he says his name. That's not a name.
In the credits. He's credited as Pollinator.
Someone messed up because that joke is just like, because I'm apparently a flower, even though I look just like an octopus. I'm just going to call him Joctopus because that's his name to me, in my heart. Zeltrak shows up, and he, like, well, I guess they're all there, and they're like, yeah, we're going to stop you. And they're like, yeah, the way, we got to go through the portal. And Zeldrak's like, the only way you're going through that portal is in chains. And Kira says, and this is a little buck wild, I could pull that look off, but I don't think these guys could. So, Kira, what you into?
I think she laid it out.
I think we're getting a pretty clear picture of the inner life of Kira throughout these first five episodes. So then they start to fight. They're mostly on their raptor cycles. They're like, you know, driving around, running over people and shooting them. And then they'll stop and do like a little bit of a fight. Like Kira's mostly taking on Krusty's. Ethan fights Joctopus at some point. And then Connor takes on both Zeltrax and Elsa, which seems like a weird split of like division of labor, you know?
Yeah, I don't know. There's three big bads and like an army of Krusties, and I just feel like each ranger could have a bigger bad.
A big bad and some of the Krusties, yeah.
Yeah.
So Connor, at some point, just like nuclear kicks Zeltrax like really hard, and he knocks Elsa down into like some shallow water, and then we cut to Kira, who's like taking a jump on her motorcycle. And in my head, I was like, she's going to just run over Elsa. She's just going to dump her bike on Elsa. But no, she's jumping over Krusty so she can do a backflip and shoot them. But the way it's cut, it's like she's like, yeah, I'm going to run over your body and kill you vehicularly. So then they start driving through the portal because everyone's like broken off. They're going real fast and do a jump. Elsa has her sword does blast. Yeah, everybody's sword does laser blasts in Power Rangers.
Yeah.
She has like an old katana, like an old fashioned katana that does not match her outfit. It's like bright red that she uses, which is weird, I think, but sure. She does a big blast and it just blows up behind them. They're fine. Like it doesn't touch them at all. They just keep driving like nothing happened, but it's a big explosion and it looked cool.
Yeah, this whole fight is just like the Rangers do bike stunts on the bad guys for five minutes.
Like there's a point, and they're also like I feel like they need to up their like quip game, because like it's either just them saying what they're about to do or them being like, wow, that worked. Because like Connor, especially Connor, is like, I'm gonna shoot lasers now, and then he shoots lasers. And I'm like, I could have just seen that. And then he does this thing where like he pivots on the front wheel to like dodge an attack from Elsa. He's like, I can't believe that worked. And I'm like, you should. You're a Power Ranger, man. Like, your things work, you know? So they go through the portal. They land. Haley's like, you got 5 minutes to get in and get out with Tommy before things go bad. Cut back over to Tommy and Mezagog. And Mezagog's like, I'll just deal with them myself. Cut back. The Rangers are unmorphed. They unmorph, which is a bad plan when you're in the base of the bad guys. I don't know why you would do that.
I don't know why they did that. It doesn't make any sense.
I guess it's so they can morph again in 1 second, but like, why? You know? So they come around the corner. Kira's like, don't worry, at least we'll have the element of... And then Mezagog is like, hey, I've been waiting for you. And she's like, surprise. Ah, beans. Then the doors they came through start closing as they are backing up, and they close behind them, and they're like, oh, shucky darns, we are going down. And Mezagog says something like, I'm just going to blast you or something. Like I will make you be obedient or whatever.
Yeah, he's going to brain blast them.
He's got a brain blast, and he's about to do that when the bad guys teleport in. In front of them and just take the hit instead. And it's a dumb coincidence, but I think it's very good, actually.
It's very funny. And I feel like this is what's going to happen, is Mezagog is going to keep up his same demeanor, but everything around him is going to be so stupid.
Yeah, I think so. And I think that might actually work for him. If it turns into him, because he says he does not have a sense of humor. So the second he makes one joke, I'm going to lose my mind. I'm going to flip my cookies. But so like, I think if they keep doing that and like the things are just dumb around him and he doesn't like blame that on anybody and just like things keep being dumb and he's just trying to take over the world.
He just gets increasingly frustrated at how coincidentally absurd everything that happens around him is.
Yeah, I think that would be very fun. So they run into the lab. They like shut the door. They free Tommy. There's like a big button they hit or a lever or something. I don't remember.
Yeah, they get Tommy like unstrapped from the dentist chair and he's like, hit the big red button on the console.
And they hit it and that locks the doors. And he's like, all right, cool. We got to get out now. We got to get to the portals and leave. There's a portal like in the room, like in the corner. I don't understand these portals. I don't understand.
I don't like these portals. I'm sick of them.
Portals are stupid. We don't need them.
They just happen to be like wherever you need them or wherever it's like dramatic to get to.
Yeah. And the rules to them make no sense. Do you have to be 536 miles or can you just drop kick it like Tommy will do in a minute?
Also, they're about to leave and drive the cycles into one from like a foot away. And there's no way they went from 0 to 536 in 1 foot.
Yeah. Like what? Like unless the gems just like automatically bring you up to hyperspeed. Like what? Like why? Like why? Like why?
It's just a weird rule that they didn't need to say.
Yeah. So he's like, all right, let's go. And they're like, whoa, Tommy, we know. We saw the video diaries. Like, I'll explain later. Because, like, y'all, not the time to stop him from leaving.
And I feel like they stop him, like, two more times. And they keep being like, we have stuff to talk about. And Tommy's like, we're in, like, an alien headquarters. We gotta go.
A guy wants to make us all dinosaurs, all right? And not cool ones. He's gonna make us dumb dinosaurs. I promise you.
But he does take the time to correct Ethan that he was not anymore a Power Ranger.
I do like that, even though it is wrong, because we all know the rule about that, Tommy. But they're just trying to like freak you on the okie doke about what's coming up later in the episode. So the bad guys get in, the kids morph again. Why they couldn't have just stayed morphed, I don't know. Is this like an
actors versus suit actors thing where it's like we wanted to have the actors play off of Mezagog instead of just having them be in suits for that?
I think it's scarier, right, when they come around the corner and they're like people and there's Mezagog. And I also think when they meet up with Tommy, like it like means more if like the kids saved them. But every time they do stuff like this, I'm just like, we should throw all the Power Rangers stuff out actually and just let this be a show about dino teens. Like I just want that more than I want anything else.
You really don't need it. until like the end. Like when they could have just gone through the portal unmorphed and like and Haley could warp the cycles in to get them off of the island in like a big escape later.
Yeah, like
instead of having to go through all these weird rules that don't actually matter in any way.
Like the rules are just for a joke, right? It's just to set up the cool guy walk around stop, and she goes, "Oh, you didn't know it would tear you to bits if you don't go fast
well,
enough."
Well, then use a lower number. If like, it's just a goof.
Like shrink the number for the goof or write a different joke. Like cuz now us two 30-somethings 20 years later have to parse what these dumb rules mean.
I mean, you could also, like, because all we saw at the end of the last episode was, like, a semi-close-up of the portal, right?
Right.
So then the joke could be we zoom out, and she's like, it's also heavily guarded by, like, a million Krusties. So just
yeah, like, by the way, there's a lot of people guarding it, and it lets them know when you're within 20 feet of it. So, like, be careful, you know?
Yeah.
But anyway, so they morph, they fight again. It's the same split. It's Ethan fighting Jacques-topus. It's Kira fighting the Krusties, and it's Connor fighting Elsa and Zeltrax. And now Tommy's fighting Mezogog. But like, it just seems like the division of labor is really weird.
Yeah.
So Jacques-topus also sucks and has no lines. And
He
will have lines, and I will miss that he didn't have lines. I will long for the days when Jacques-topus did not have lines.
Why? Why does Dino Thunder hate Monsters of the Week so much?
So far, it seems like they think it's stupid and shouldn't happen. And I kind of agree. And I also think there shouldn't be Power Rangers in the show anymore.
Which is, these are like weird things to say because we like the show. But
I
we
love
also
Power
like,
Rangers. Yeah.
We specifically love Dino Thunder so far. Also, we just kind of wish it wasn't a Power Rangers show.
Yeah, I just feel like it would be a lot better if it was just about kids with dino powers fighting a guy who wants to make the world prehistoric again. That's easy peasy, baby. Like, that's an easy sell. So Mezogog tosses Tommy around, and then Tommy, like, rolls near the Rangers, and they hop on their bikes because they're somehow near their bikes. Even though their bikes were in, like, a hangar, and now they're not. Or no, he just tells them to leave, I guess. Or do they jump through two portals? I think they jump through two portals, actually.
Because the one in the
room
leads.
Stupid.
The one in the room leads out of the room and to their bikes, and they get on their bikes and go through another one.
I hate these portals. I've had enough of them.
Just use doors. We don't need these portals.
So he's like, go. And they're like, I think Ethan's like, Ethan or Connor, one of the guys is like, we better do what he says. It's like, well, whatever. Okay. So they jump through the portal. Tommy grabs the rock, he does like a cool like roll over the table, does a couple kicks, and then drop kicks the portal to go to like a different room where everyone is 40 feet away. Like it's down the hall. So Mezogog gets mad at this and he's like, go after them. So they get, we cut over to them landing, they get on their bikes because the portal brought them three rooms over. Like, put in conveyor belts or something, right? Like, if you don't want to walk.
Or use, like, Team Rocket warp dials or something.
Yeah. Or get, like, a little hoverboard. Get a scooter. All right? Something. Then Tommy lands, and he's got this big rock, which is just this, like, it looks like a rock, like a fake, like, make-your-own gemstone thing, you know? But just, like, really big.
It's just, like, clear plastic. I have a theory as to why it looks like this, but we'll talk about that when more gets revealed later.
In a second? Okay, yeah. So Tommy's like, go, bike away from me. And they're like, no. And he's like, I'll be fine. And I'm like, will you? Because you have to go very fast into the portal. Like, you're a man.
Well, he kicks it 536 miles an hour, I guess.
So he kiosks his way through the portal after them. And they land, and so the bikes come out first, and they're like, whoa, Tommy didn't come with us. And then Tommy lands right away. And like,
yeah, he went in after you.
Right? Like, and they're like, oh, Dr. Oliver, you made it. And then all the bad guys come, like, ah, crap, again. And then Zeltrax, because all swords have laser beams in them, as we know, especially from this episode, he starts shooting a laser at Tommy, who blocks it with the big rock. Seems like a dumb move, but what do I know? And then there's an explosion, and when we come back, Tommy, like we don't leave, but, like, we'll go to commercial in a second, but, like, there's an explosion, and they look over, and there's just like some resin, like rocks on the ground, and Tommy like, is gone.
It's just the shattered remains of the rock, but for some reason the Power Rangers think it's like a pile of Tommy Oliver on the ground.
No, you turned Tommy into silica gel and now they're he's like, dead.
Now it's gonna be so dry in here.
Then we go to commercial, and when we come back, they're like, you killed Dr. Oliver. And Zellatrak's like, even someone as super dope and cool as Tommy can die. I forget what he says, but he says something that makes it sound like he loves Tommy, actually. And then Tommy stops being invisible and has the black dino gem, and that there he is.
Yeah.
Now he can go invisible with the dino gem.
So he's like the black Brachiosaur Ranger. And okay, so the T-Rex
famously
goes fast.
Yeah,
the Triceratops is armor full.
Yeah, I think you're right. He's armor full. Yeah,
and the pterodactyl can shriek, and the Brachiosaurus, that
goes
giant
invisible.
Long neck with the hole in its head,
yeah,
can go invisible. You remember from Jurassic Park when they went invisible?
Josh, all right, answer me this question, smart guy. You ever seen a Brachiosaur? No, you have not.
Anyway,
they're invisible.
You're right. I haven't. There could be one outside right now, and I would never
know
because they can go invisible at will, and they've just been that way for 65 million years, I guess.
Yeah, they're really sneaky.
That's why the rock was clear, is because the thing's power is invisibility, right?
Yeah, so then the rock's DNA bonded with the dino gem, so it could go invisible. Also, if you can just shoot it with your sword lasers, Zeltrax, why didn't you do that in the lab?
Because they didn't know that that's what you had to do. Tommy was like, I need Zeltrax to shoot this.
Did they try anything to open it? Maybe it's because Tommy was holding it at the same time. I don't know.
Mezogog like had it, and he tried to smash it with another rock, and he's like, well, this is impossible.
Get Tommy. Tommy can do this.
Get Tommy up here to kick it open for us.
Because like between the last episode and this one, it kind of felt like the rule was that like, Tommy, you gotta touch the rock to open it. It won't open for anybody but Tommy Oliver.
It seemed like the rock was like a defense against anyone who was not destined to bond with it. Because Tommy also, because Elsa says like, oh, Mezogog has some plans for that gem. And Tommy's
give
like, well,
back.
It won't do anything for him because it chooses who it bonds with. So it's not going to bond with anyone who doesn't want to.
He's like, two things. The dino gem chooses you, not the other way around. And they go really well with dino morphers. And then he has a dino morpher on his hand. He smacks the gem into it. And it glows, and he's like, yeah, what's up? I'm a Dino Thunder Ranger now.
And then Elsa's like, aren't you, like, pretty old, though?
And the way she says Tommy is like she's saying it to, like, an adult who has his kid's name.
Yeah.
She's like, Tommy. Like, she wants to call him Tommy Pickles or something. And he's like, I may be old, but I still got it. And then they morph. And let me tell you something about old Dr. Rose Morpher, is it's got a key. He puts a key into it. I don't know if you saw that.
The other ones do that, don't they?
Nope. They just hit a button and the mouth goes, wow. But he's got a key.
That's because his morpher changes.
I actually have a theory about this. And I'll talk about it at the end of the episode because we're going to get like a thing like right at the end that I think they're never going to. It's not. It can't be real, but I'm pretty sure this is what happened. So anyway, they morph. They fight. Tommy's doing like a Terminator walk, wrecking Krusty's just like left and right, just like punching them once in the mouth and they're flying away. And then he's like, Brachio staff. And it's a staff, but like it's kind of a sword.
It's like it's basically a sword.
Pretty much. It's like a blunt sword. It's not really a staff.
It's like the Quasar Sabers. It's like a Nerf sword.
Yeah. And
it has like that like cork on the top of it.
Yeah, so you can take it to a convention and they don't take it away from you for being too dangerous. So Kira and Ethan now are fighting Jacktopus. Connor's fighting Elsa. And Zeltrax is fighting Tommy. At some point, he's like, is that all you got, Black Ranger? And Tommy's like, give me a break. It's been a while. And I actually thought that was pretty funny. During the fight, Connor and Elsa are fighting. And she's like, you're teacher's stupid. I'm not afraid of him. And I'm like, what a weird thing to say about a person.
Connor comes back with You've never had one of his pop quizzes then. And it's like, you guys have had his class maybe twice.
I don't think you have either, Connor. There was day one where you were in class with him, but you weren't there because you were doing soccer ball, killing Melvin, or trying to kill Melvin, and then Melvin did die.
We still have not seen him again.
No, he's dead. That guy has passed away, Josh. R.I.P. Well, peace, well, Melvin. Morning till we join you.
The last person that kicked a ball into Melvin was Principal Randall.
It was Principal Randall.
And she disintegrated
him. But you weren't there.
Him.
You didn't have that. Then the next day you go to detention. I doubt he popped a quiz on day two. No one does that, especially not Tommy, who seems like a decent man, right? Day three, he gets kidnapped, and then now we're on day four. Like, you haven't had a pop quiz either. Jacques Dubois just leaves at some point. They're fighting him. He's just like, goodbye, and he like pulls up his cloak and leaves. And then comes back like 2 minutes later, but now he's in Sentai footage, so he can actually like do something. And so he has, like, you know, like a kick or a blast. I don't even remember. I hate this guy. So then Elsa dips. This is right after she says the line of, like, or after he does, like, the you haven't had a pop quiz line. Like, he knocks her back, and she also disappears. And then I'm like, all right, so when is Zellatrax going to leave? And before we get that, we cut back to Ethan and Kira just shooting the hell out of Jacques. They just have their guns out, and they're just shooting him, like, 30 times. And he's basically done for already, and then Connor comes up, like, let's bring him together.
Yeah, he's like groggy, like, in a wrestling game where you're just standing there and can't do anything.
Yeah, like, oh, like, finish him.
He comes over, and Ethan's like, let's shoot him with the big gun.
Yeah, so they put together the Z-Rex blaster. They blast him, and he dies. And then this is when they're like... This one he says the pollinator line, and right before this, I think Kira called him like a petal pusher or something, and I'm like, he's an octopus. What do you mean? What am I not seeing?
The only thing I can think of is whatever that thing on his chest is supposed to be. Let me see if I can pull a picture of him and get a better look at this.
I guess. Like, if you got to Google like pollinator Power Rangers Dino Thunder to get like the real thing, or else you just get like a bee.
And the other thing is he's got these weird yellow sacks on his, like, wrists and ankles.
Yeah, I thought that was just for ink.
This guy doesn't look like anything.
Hold on, I'm looking him up.
Like, I don't know. He's got some papayas on his feet. like, I don't see... This is not a part plant, part octopus monster. This guy sucks.
All right, I'm pulling him up now. Are you on Ranger Wiki?
Yeah.
All right. Let's see if...
I think so. Is that where I am?
Okay. There is zero parts of this man that is a flower.
Yeah, nothing.
Literally nothing is a flower. Who looked at this and went, oh, like flowers? You know, like how flowers are? When they got these little yellow sacks on them?
Don't be a pollinator hater. Pollinator's first words when he was faced by the Z-Rex blaster and his final words before his first death.
Because he sucks. I think maybe someone looked at his hands and were like, those are kind of like tulips. And like then decided he was flowers.
He's like the Europe of Monsters of the Week, where they open and close the show with Final Countdown.
Look, oh, if you got the one hit.
Here's another notable line from Pollinator. Oh, yeah. Pollinator upon being grown in his final words before his destruction.
Pollinator sucks ass.
Anyway, so wait, when he grows up, he goes, oh, yeah. When they kill him, he goes, oh, yeah. Finally, the sweet release of death.
Well, no, he doesn't. He just says, oh, yeah, when he grows and does not say another word until he dies. That's all he said. So anyway, they kill him with the Z-Rex blaster. We cut back to Zellatrax and Tommy. They fight a little bit more. Tommy kicks Zellatrax into like a wall or like some sort of art installation. And he's like, are you going to kill me? And Tommy's like, no, tell your boss that Tommy is back now. Because a couple episodes ago, he said Dr. Oliver. Now he's Tommy. And yeah. I'm a little nervous.
Yeah.
So we cut back to Mezogog. He rehydrates Jacques. And then Haley's like, hey, y'all, guess what I found? And then a big-ass Brachiosaurus Zord walks over a bridge, and he's just there. She's like, yeah, it was sleeping on the other side of the forest. And when the gem turned on, I guess it woke up.
The head of it is literally just like a repainted Titanus. It's just like black literally. And gold instead of silver and black.
They're like, what if Titanus, but instead of standing in it, he was like thick with three C's and was like a big, he was like a brick house that you could fit other Zords in. Because he's a transport Zord. Because she's like, look at this. And then like pops open the sides and the front and all the Zords come running out.
I looked up a little more about Pollinator.
Yeah. What are some other cool Pollinator facts?
Because it says he's a combination of a squid and an osmanthus plant. And I looked that up and the petals of the flower of the osmanthus plant look like his hands. That's it.
I hate him. So I will say, when the Zords pop out of the big Brachiosaur Zord, I do really like how feral they are. Like, they come, like, the T-Rex starts, like, just tearing out. And they look like, you know.
They're like wild animals.
Yeah, I love that. They look like kind of low-grade CG. It's probably pretty good CG for TV in 2004, you know? But, like.
Definitely for children's TV.
I think it looks good. I like the way it looks. I do wish they were practical, but if they were, I couldn't get this, like, literally, like, crazed dog look in the T-Rex face that I love.
If they were practical, they would have a static facial expression, and they would move like robots, because it would just be a guy in a cardboard costume.
Yeah, at best. It would probably be a toy sliding across the floor.
So while I do think the charm is different, I don't think it's gone like I was worried about with the CG stuff. We'll see later when it gets into like the HD CG.
With
Megaforce and all that stuff. But for now, I do still think it's very charming.
Same. So Haley's like, yeah, I got all this stuff. And they're like, cool, Megazord time. So they get in the Megazord. He grows. He's like, oh, yeah. They get grabbed. And they're like, done. They get grabbed by like his big octopus arm, or I guess flower arms, sure. And
it's a vine, not a tentacle.
Oh, you're right. Yeah. And then immediately they're like, well, we're dead. Haley, do you have anything that we're going to die from this? Haley, can you help us? And Haley's like, yeah, I got one more thing. It's the Cephalozord. And so we cut to Tommy's morpher, which the face changes from a brachiosaur into the cephalopod. Not a cephalopod, a cephalosaur, I guess. It's the one with like.
It's a packy.
It looks like a pachysaur. Dinosaurs are tricky, man. Who knows what they even are, really?
I feel like cephalopod is like the. It's like calling your German Shepherd a canine, right?
Right. Like, yeah, except I feel like cephalopod means octopus. So they don't know what octopus is at all.
I don't know.
So they. She's like, yeah, I got a thing. So the faceplate of his morpher turns into the cephalosaur, and, like, that's cool, but I would like it if instead, like, another person got, like, the morpher, you know?
Here's the thing. The cephalosaurd is definitely blue, and it even swaps out on the Megazord with the blue part.
Yeah. It comes running out. It pops. So, like, he turns the key on his thing and it pops open, like, the toy box lid on the Brachiosaurus Zord. And, like, a cartoon kangaroo with boxing gloves, but a dinosaur comes out.
I love this idiot. He comes out. He's got his big hard head and he's so punchy and just, like, ready to go. And he hops out and just, like, I don't know. He's just ready to fight.
He starts trucking and then he runs up and starts punching Joctopus until he lets go. And this is when I realized, like, that's a full-size Zord. That's not like a little mini dinosaur. That's like a whole-ass dinosaur Zord.
Yeah, it's just because it pops out of the Brachiosaur. It looks small because that thing is a carrier Zord, basically. Yeah.
So, like, then they're like, all right, let's switch him out. So they swap out the arm, the Triceratops arm, for it. And then they turn into a boxing ring. They're in a boxing ring now. And they're all like, Cephalosaur, punch! And they do a big punch. And then they just punch Joctopus in the face until he dies.
And then he goes, oh yeah, again. And he explodes in the sky.
See you never.
They punch him so hard that he flies into the air and explodes midair. Which I don't know if we've ever seen a monster do that before.
And then calamari rains down on the city of Reefside. Everyone eats for free tonight. Anyway, so then we kind of, we go to commercial. We come back. We're at Haley's Cyber Cafe. I forget the name of it already. It's like cyberspace, maybe.
Nah, I don't remember. Did it get a name, or was it just like, name. This is my dorky place where I hang out.
In episode 3, it got a name. I think it's like Haley's Cyberspace or something like that. So they're there. It's just them.
It's closed. They're very specific in showing us.
A sorry, we're closed sign. Yeah. She's putting chairs up, right? It's like 3 p.m. She's like, the end of a nice day. It's daylight out. I don't know. Anyway. So they're like, new big day, got new Zords, new bikes, new Ranger. And they go, well, sort of new Ranger. And then Kira says, hey, Dr. O, why did you have a Morpher ready? And he goes, well, I got an energy reading. I thought it was probably from a Dino Gem. So I had Haley make a Morpher. And I like that they just took the time to say that and not just like, don't worry about it.
Yeah, they go pretty deep into it because he was like, well, I was coming to your show to tell you that, like, about it
when they grabbed me. Now, here is what I think happened, Josh. This is my theory.
All right.
On the Brachiomorpher, is he saw the signature, like, that's a Dino Gem. Haley, I need you to make a new Morpher. And she's like, I do not have the things to make a new Morpher, like a whole new Morpher. And he went, well, here's my old Turbo Morpher. Can you turn that into a Dino Morpher?
Oh, that's why, because it's got the key.
Yeah.
That's going to go out the window when the White Ranger probably also gets a key.
We'll find out. Also, he gave that to TJ, but who knows?
Yeah, but I mean, you can give your powers away, but then, like, you still have them later if you need them.
Yeah, or maybe he just, like, he had his Morpher still. Like, you can keep your Morphers. We got new Morphers for the new kids. They don't get your, like, sweat wristbands all over them. Maybe they can, like, have their own.
When TJ got the space powers, he just mailed Tommy his old Morpher back. He's like, I don't want your car anymore. Yeah. I have a spaceship now.
I got a spaceship, Dad. I'm fine. So then they're like, oh, okay, yeah, all this makes sense. I'm like, yeah. I just like that when Power Rangers just tries to make sense of something. I wish they would have done that at the start of the episode about the dumbass portals. So then he's like, all right, I got to go shopping. And they're like, what are you shopping for? He's like, clothes. I looked in my closet and nothing in there is black. And then he leaves.
He says that while he's wearing, I guess, the only black clothes in his wardrobe. Also,
could have sworn he was wearing only black clothes the whole season.
The whole time so far, yeah. I do want to point out, I wanted to point this out earlier, but I forgot. When they were right before he morphed and they were like facing off against Elsa and them, we get a far shot of the Rangers with Tommy.
Yeah.
And boy, his pants are so baggy.
Well, look, he's a 90s kid. Only 90s kids remember big pants.
They're so big.
Can you imagine if you're in high school and your science teacher comes in wearing JNCOs?
with like JNCO khaki cargo pants?
I'd be like, you're not a teacher. You're a criminal off of the street.
You're a Power Ranger, aren't you?
You can't be real. But that's the end of the episode. Josh, I started.
Yeah.
What's the best?
Oh, what is the best? I think the Cephalozord is the best. I love that little guy.
I also really enjoyed that little cartoon kangaroo dinosaur. I'm going to say my best is, maybe it is also that. Now that I don't know if I can think of anything. I'm going to give it to at the end when Kira's like, hey, please explain. And he does, and it makes sense.
Yeah, right.
I don't need it all the time, but like, just it, like, I think I said this already this season. Just like, sometimes like a one sentence, little quick paragraph about why a thing works, even if it doesn't make sense, is enough for me to be like, at least there is some thought behind it.
Right.
Josh, what's the worst?
The portals.
I hate Joctopus so much.
Joctopus sucks, but those portals are so stupid and unnecessary.
They are stupid as hell, and if I never see them again, it'll be too soon. But I know we're going to get them every episode, probably. They named them. They named them Invisiportals. So they're invisible, too.
They're here to stay. Or they're not. It's really hard to tell.
Who can say? Anyway, I also hate those. So the portals are the worst. Who is the MVP?
Part of me wants to say Connor.
Okay.
I'm fighting the part of me that wants to say Tommy.
So you don't want to give Tommy too many points.
Because I am a little worried about where Tommy is going to go, where maybe Dr. Oliver was not, like we said.
Yeah, I am hopeful that we don't just, like, this is not also a funeral for Dr. Oliver now that Tommy is back, you know? I think I'm going to MVP Connor, though.
Oh, yeah, I think I will, too. He had a good joke. He had a good delivery of how he can't swim.
Yeah.
He kept fighting, like, the two big henchmen by himself.
Yeah.
So,
I think
yeah.
he did a good job.
I think it's going to be Connor.
Yeah. Now we got to rank it. Now, I don't think this is, does this go above or below Legacy of Power? We said that that is going to be, like, the line for a good episode.
Yeah.
Do we think it goes above that or below that?
What was that? That was just the clip show, right?
That was the clip show, yeah.
I don't know. This episode was the most frustrating so far.
Yeah. And
with Pollinator and with the portals.
It's the portals that really get me.
It's the portals.
I hate the monster. But like, we've seen bad monsters before. We can get past. He's gone. We don't have to worry about him again, even if he
sucked.
Yeah,
I mean, all
episode.
He did was kill. He could have just been like a big crusty.
Yeah, right.
But
like, but the portals are really stupid. The whole like rules behind them at the start doesn't make any sense. Because if you can just walk through one, why can't you just walk through one? You know, like
right.
Which ones have a speed gate on them?
I think what's happening is we're trying to justify putting it below Legacy of Power, and so I think that's where it should fall.
I think you're right. So congratulations. So far, our list is just the episodes in chronological order.
I don't know if that's good or bad.
Probably not, but coming in at number 4, Back in Black. It's too early to have a fifth Power Ranger. We had this problem last year.
Well, we only have 4.
You're right. This is too early to have a new ranger.
Yeah, because Connor, Ethan, and Kira aren't really friends yet. They're not really like a team yet.
They've done nothing.
They've had 2 days together, and now Tommy is like, now it's my show.
Hey, I'm back, everybody. Don't worry. And I own Power Ranger, and also I can go invisible. Because...
There's no restraint in these Disney seasons.
Yeah,
so far.
I think that's a problem that I'm running into. Because like even Wild Force, like Zenaku showed up at like episode 7 or 8, but like Merrick didn't show up until like 11. You know,
yeah.
Like it took a little bit before he showed up. It might even be later than that. TBQH, but like. Episode 2, here are the Thunder Rangers. Episode 5, hey, Tommy's just a whole ass new ranger. Like,
yeah, I don't know what the footage they're working with is, but I'm hoping that it's like we don't get a lot of him as the Black Ranger.
Yeah,
they put him in the mentor role, which to me means that like the Black Ranger isn't in a lot of the fight footage, so he can be out of the battles being a mentor. And I hope it's not actually he's in all the fight footage and he's just like coaching them on the field.
Yeah, especially after this episode where like we had Haley in the chair at Command Center, you know, being the mentor. It's like, ooh, now we don't need Tommy there anymore, you know? Like,
it's like if Zordon was a Power Ranger and Alpha 5 was running everything from the Command Center.
Yeah, but then they went back to the Command Center and Zordon's like, well, okay, I'm back to being your boss now. I was like, well, hold on. I thought that, like, at the end of this, I was like, even if they had the footage of, because we didn't see the Black Ranger in any Sentai footage. We just saw the Brachiosaur,
right.
and
it's getting harder
man.
To pull those apart.
Yeah, but what I was thinking is like, why can't you just say, Tommy, hey, I found a big Brachiosaur that can hold your swords. Like, I found another one, you know, like,
yeah,
or I made one because I thought he made the other ones, and then this one sounded like they found because they lost it. Which how do you lose unless they can go invisible? How do you lose a Brachiosaur
Haley
that big?
Says I found it at the other side of the woods.
Like, just in the woods.
Like, it's the size of the woods.
Like, it's all rained on porno, man. Like, what do you mean you just found it in the woods, Haley?
Maybe that's supposed to be, like, a joke. Like, oh, I just found this in the woods. And then it's, like, this 20-story tall Brachiosaur sword rolls up over the bridge.
I don't know, man. I don't know what the rules are anymore.
So when they put the Zords together this time.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like the Thundersaur Megazord, I think is what they called it.
I think so.
Is this what it looked like before? Because it had like some black pieces on it that I don't remember if they
were
there or not.
I don't know.
Before.
I had to look at it again. The first time it had a drill arm. The second time it had a boomerang arm. Like it had the drill arm. So like it's there's a lot of compartments
also,
to it.
This thing is like 80% Tyrannosaurus.
T-Rex, yeah, for sure. It's a lot of T-Rex, yeah.
So I don't know what the, besides rolling them into battle, which like they already could get there by themselves, I don't know what the Brachiosaur is going to do unless it gave them like a helmet in this episode.
That they headbutted with. But see, you, because they could, this episode could have just been about them finding, and actually, you know what? Here's the other thing is we never actually see the Cephalosaur Zord in the same footage because like Jarctopus is a suit and the Zord, the Megazord is a suit. But Cephalosaur is just CGI, right?
Yeah.
We could have skipped all this and saved it for later, you know? There's a lot we could have done that I think would have been better. I feel like they're trying to rush things. And when they do that, I'm like, well, now what's the end of the season going to be like? Like, how's the middle go if it's not you finding stuff? If you got Tommy episode 5, what does episode 10 look like, you know?
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Anyway, that's going to do it for us for today. Josh, what's the next episode called?
Is Diva in Distress.
I'm excited. Diva Talks is coming back. She's going to be a yuppie now. I'm excited. we're actually going to have a guest on for that one.
Oh.
Yeah. I'll tell you who it is afterwards to not spoil the surprise.
I think I know who it is. I think you told me already.
All right. Well, maybe I already told you. But we're going to have a guest on that one, which will be at the end of the week. But until then,
may the power protect you. I almost said Dino Power Thunder Up. So that's a cool thing that is probably going to happen.